You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
And now, let's return to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're back here at Relationship Management for our final segment on mate selection, our second part. We thought that this is so critically important, we wanted to ensure that we left no stone unturned. And it is so critically important for us to understand that it is not about rushing. It is not about trying to keep up with what others are doing. All of my friends have gone on before me. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with understanding that this process is so critically important to your future that it needs to be respected, it needs to be honored, it needs to be treasured. Therefore, each single individual out there needs to understand that foundationally, you must have a good sense of self. You need to come to know who you are as an individual and as a person. And this is why we took the time to share with you that if your relationship is going to be built on sexuality, you are simply an accident waiting to happen. Isn't it amazing that in high school, the girls who use sexuality are very, very popular. But after graduation, when the men are looking for wives, these girls are never looked upon. When are we going to get it right? We've got to come to understand that unless the foundation is laid properly, you are simply an accident waiting to happen. And when you don't have a good sense of self, you're desperate. And that's the problem with too many single persons out there. They're desperate. Deadly desperate. My goodness. Keep your pants on. Now, let's go to the theory then of opposites attract. Now, according to my research, the evidence that opposites attract is not as clear-cut as the evidence that like marries like. Okay? It is not as clear-cut. Studies, however, do suggest that when opposites attract, personality factors are usually involved. When opposites do attract, personality factors are usually involved. So there is a tendency for dominant persons to marry submissive persons and for nurturing persons to marry persons who need nurturing. Put on the brakes. Arch! Stick a pin there. Another problem that many of you are not recognizing that's throwing you off in the dating arena is that you are picking up persons who need nurturing because you have a nurturing personality. And so from that perspective, it fits like a glove. Except that when you are ready to nurture, you're not getting any nurturing in return. And that drives you up the wall. It drives you crazy. And this is why you need to know yourself. This is why you need to know yourself. So it appears that there is an unconscious desire to complete a perceived personal deficiency by choosing someone who can make up for what is lacking. Oh my goodness. It appears as if the research points right back to my foundational message. If you do not have a good sense of self, if you do not come to develop self-love, then your ability to connect appropriately with someone for a lifetime relationship is greatly hampered and diminished. So now let's get back to this opposite stuff. Some of you folks need to listen real closely. It appears that there is an unconscious desire to complete a perceived personal deficiency by choosing someone who can make up for what is lacking. Some of you live so deep in denial that you stroke yourself as if all is well, but subconsciously your mind knows exactly where your deficiencies are, and that subconscious mind begins to lead you towards someone that has the capacity to fill that deficiency so you can feel better about yourself. But the mate selection process is not supposed to be about making you feel better about yourself. And that's why many of you are running into catastrophic accidents over and over and over again. Okay? You do not find someone to make up for what is lacking. Relationships are not for incomplete persons. Relationships are for persons who are complete in the knowledge, in the understanding, and in the acceptance of who they are as individuals. And from the premise of that understanding, they are ready, prepared, and willing to share themselves with another person. Wow. Wow. And there's another theory I want to add in here, and that's the filter theory. Now, two research specialists back in 62, Alan Kirchhoff and Keith Davis, have suggested that endogamy, homogamy, and complementary needs are three different filters through which a potential mate must pass. The first and broadest filter in the mate selection process is the endogamy, as most persons date and establish relationships with individuals from similar backgrounds. And we talked about that a little bit. Then the second filter is the homogamy, which is a narrower and a more selective filter. Only those persons who have similar interests and similar characteristics pass through this filter. This is the second tier level filter. Casual dating serves as a means for individuals to find out which other persons have compatible interests and characteristics. That's why you don't be sleeping around in the dating process. You're supposed to be gathering vital information to help in the selection process. You must understand that you have to delay gratification now for a greater fulfillment down the road. Oh my goodness. And then the last filter, the third tier, according to the two researchers, and I certainly do concur with both of their findings, complementary needs. It is the narrowest of the three filters. Whereas a number of potential mates may pass through the first two, the endogamous and the homogamous filters, only a few will have the exact personality traits to meet one's most pressing needs to be compatible. Wow. And this is why then it is so very, very important for you to come to know who you are as a person, who you are as an individual. A failure to do this results in problems. Okay? It results in problems. Very, very interesting, huh? So, you need someone to complement you, not complete you. You are supposed to be a whole, complete person. If you're not whole and complete, no one can complement you. Oh, hello, somebody. Some of you around here who blaming this one and blaming that one, you need to point the finger at yourself. Going around here like you complete and you are totally incomplete. and just playing the blame game. So make no mistake then. Marriage is too important to a society, and we cannot afford to simply skip over and to circumvent this process and to trivialize it. We need to understand that we must be balanced, whole, complete individuals so that out of our grace, we can have a mutually empowering process that allows each individual to grow. In the early stages of courtship, the couple may operate on a quid pro basis, which each is attempting to have personal needs met through the relationship, where there is a minimal degree of commitment and acceptance. People are likely to think in more in terms of what they can get from the relationship rather than what they can contribute to it. Certain courting relationships may in fact be based on mutual addiction. In addictive relationships, the partners are so dependent on each other to have their needs met that neither the relationship nor the individuals in the relationship can grow. Tricycle. There are often possessive relationships as well, which entail turmoil, jealousy, and chaos. What persons in addictive relationships need most is empowering. What they do not need is the type of enabling that perpetuates the addiction over and over again. This brings this section to a close. We will continue next week with building, sustaining healthy marriages.